Amen. Bill and I like to canoe. We don't do it very often, especially in the summer. It's just too hot. And I'm getting to the age where it's really hard to carry a 60-pound canoe even with a partner at the other end. We have to carry it about 100 to 200 yards across the road to the bayou to put it in. We finally got some wheels to go under it, and that helps a lot, but still getting it out of the water, up the bank, onto the wheels is a chore. We also have a lot of gear to put on, and we carry most of it for protection and to function well. You know, you got to have your hat for sun and for wind. We do sunscreen. We got bug repellent. We have to take our life jackets, and now we have a little whistle that we have to attach to the life jacket. I got good, heavy boat shoes that I wear because we're climbing up and down muddy, slippery banks. Got my paddle, got my partner, Bill, and of course the canoe itself. All by myself, I would not be very successful amidst the perils of the sport. I need the equipment and a partner, and I need the discipline and skill. We've been canoeing now for about 30 years, and you know, you learn how to do that well, and you practice it. And this is true for most sports, as well as jobs, and essential everyday activities like cooking and cleaning and childcare. You got to have the right equipment and the right skills, and you got to practice it to do it well. In our epistle lesson this morning, Paul surprises us with this passage, saying that the followers of Jesus need to be as well equipped as the professional Roman soldier. Everyday citizens of Judea were well acquainted with the Roman occupying army and their equipment, just like the citizens of South St. Pete are well acquainted with the equipped police. Today, if we put this in our language, we might say, put on the Kevlar vest that can withstand shrapnel at the speed of 1,670 FPSs, whatever that is, a Kevlar helmet which repels shrapnel at a speed of 2,175 FPSs, load-bearing suspenders that carry ammunition, combat boots, digital camouflage pants and tops, rifles with night scope and armor-piercing bullets. Why do we need to protect ourselves, you might say? What are we protecting ourselves from? We're not in danger. Paul's people were facing a lot more danger on a daily basis. When Paul wrote this himself, he was in prison, surrounded by Roman guards, waiting for trial and possible death. Let me suggest that today, as individuals, we face great and deadly spiritual foes. Self-centeredness, materialism, greed, fear, idolatry, insulation from the world of real pain and needs, reliance on quick solutions by using might or force and wealth, and our unrealistic belief in our own powers and our need to control everything around us. And then, of course, we face the powers of injustice in our community. As a congregation, you also face temptations and foes. Denial of reality. Reliance on others to provide the resources for your practical and missional needs. The cell tower comes to mind. Instead of a vital sense of investment and generosity in your mission and ministry. Mistrust. Blaming others for church problems rather than working together to discern the will of God. Holding on to the past. Unresolved conflicts over differing racial and cultural practices and styles. God offers us the equipment and the tools to withstand these powers and to overcome them. First, we must realize that we are in danger as Christians and a church. We must acknowledge the unseen but very real threats. then we must accept that we cannot handle it all alone. And finally, we must learn, relearn, and practice using these tools, these gifts, and these spiritual equipment. In other words, you must take up the whole armor of God. It takes the whole armor to work. If you leave off one piece, you are vulnerable. And here is the list of the whole armor. You can look on the front of your bulletin. Vivian and I found this kind of cute little graphic. Not very pretty, but it says the story. You might jot down what some of these mean to you around them. Fasten the belt of truth around your waist. And I understand that to mean know and tell the truth with love. And practice listening when others tell their truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness means being in a right relationship with God. When we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we swear to know and do what is right in God's eyes. Strap on the shoes that will make you be ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. And here I think it means reconciliation. That is the heart of God's peace, reconciling humans to one another and reconciling us to God. It means practicing and receiving forgiveness from your brothers and sisters, even when it's painful. Take up the shield of faith. Trust God's power and God's way rather than your own needs to control. Put on the helmet of salvation. And I understand that to mean counting on God's love no matter what. And then pick up the sword of the Spirit, God's word. We won't ever succeed if we don't know and live by God's word. And finally, Paul goes into this just magnificent little section in which he says, basically, pray at all times in the Spirit. Keep alert. Be persistent in supplication for the saints. And pray that your leaders proclaim the good news boldly. I heard a story from Dr. William Willimon, who was for a long time chaplain and a faculty at Duke University in North Carolina. He shared this interesting little quip a few years ago. One of my biggest nuisances was people who at 20 rejected the Christianity that they once held at 12. He reported a conversation with one of those 20-year-olds. "I just don't get much out of the Bible," this young man said. "Oh," Dr. Willimon said. "And when was it you last did time in a Bible study group?" Of course, this young man had not been in a Bible study or worship service since he was in junior high. Willimon goes on to say, "I'm sorry if you thought that the Christian life comes naturally, that you get disciplined just by breathing the air, drinking the water, and being lucky enough to be born in Des Moines. You're wrong. You know as little about the Christian faith as I know about cricket. I'm sorry if you think that you have all you need in order to survive as a Christian. Jesus called his followers disciples, not admirers." The word disciple is, of course, a derivative of the word discipline. Paul knew that the Roman army did much more than strap on their protective gear. They were known for their sometimes brutal discipline. They practiced the art of war over and over. Speaking to the new Christian communities, Paul describes the disciplines of discipleship. Once they had strapped on the whole armor of God, and Remember what those were. Then they had to discipline themselves to practice daily. This is what we are called to practice. Worship regularly, knowing and studying God's word, performing acts of mercy, justice, and kindness, and above all, being in constant prayer with and for oneself, others, and the world. If you are going to be a Christian, you must equip yourself with God's tools and dedicate yourself to disciplined practice. Lakeview is facing many foes, and you will be tempted to take easy paths. Deny, blame, unwise use of personal power and influence, distance yourself from the hard work, to leave, to sit back and watch, or to forget that this is God's church, not yours. I'm getting to know you, and I know that you all have the capacity to take up the whole armor of God and defeat the foes that you face. A few pieces of armor may be rusty and need sanding and polishing and practice putting on. Some of these pieces of armor are already being employed here. Every single piece of God's whole armor needs to be used to fulfill your promise to be the disciples of God that you are called to be. This is the time that every one of you is called to take up your arms and practice the disciplines of faith. The future of this congregation of disciples is your goal. It may not ever be in this form sometime in the future. It might not even be in this place, or this place might look very different from what it does right now. But you, as a congregation of disciples, are the heart of Lakeview. Be diligent, be strong, be wise, be loving. Be the people of God. Let me close with a prayer of St. Patrick that I've always loved and I think illustrates what putting on the whole armor of God means. Let us pray. Christ be with us, Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ in us, Christ beneath us, Christ above us, Christ on our right, Christ on our left, Christ where we lie, Christ where we sit, Christ where we arise. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of us, Christ in the eye that's every eye that sees us, Christ in every ear that hears us. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of Christ. May your salvation, O Lord, be ever with us. Amen. Our hymn. Is I've Got Peace Like a River in the Tan Book 492.